The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
If you have not heard, you probably have. The House of Representatives will vote on articles of impeachment tomorrow against President Donald Trump. Now, again, folks, this is extreme. This is nonsense. I have been critical of Donald Trump at times when he has said something that is nonsense, and he has, and I've called him out on it, as I promised you when he was elected. If he said something good, I would commend him. If he did something good, I would commend him. If he did the opposite, then I would judge him, critique him, and so forth. And I think I've been pretty balanced in that. But there is no reason to impeach him again. And here's the crazy thing. The Democrats, the left, the extremists, all right? Listen to me. I full-heartedly condemn the extremists on the right in the Republican Party, all right? But here's the problem. The extremists are not in charge of the Republican Party. They're there. There are some extremists in the Republican Party. There are extremists within Trump supporters. But the extremists on the right are not the leaders of the party. With the Democrats, the extremists are in control. Chuck Schumer is an unhinged extremist filled with hatred, anger, vitriol. And when you're filled with that much hatred, anger, and vitriol, you lose the ability to discern and you lose common sense because your anger controls everything you think, say, and do. That's Chuck Schumer. He is an angry, vitriolic man, and he's consumed. He is obsessed with his anger for Donald Trump. Nancy Pelosi, the same. She is obsessed with her hatred, her anger, her vitriol, her resentment, her desire for revenge against Donald Trump. They want the House of Representatives to approve articles of impeachment. And Nancy Pelosi says she has enough votes in the House to pass the articles of impeachment. I don't know whether she does or not. I would hope that there are at least a few Democrats who have a little bit of common sense left. Unfortunately, there are some Republicans who have no common sense left. Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Murkowski from Alaska, and some others have lost their minds as well. So I don't know. I don't know how the vote will come out. But Donald Trump will be in office approximately 1 week more. That's it. He's done. He's finished. He's gone. Now, the president can be impeached quickly. Shouldn't be. I mean, this is constitutionally, this is one of the most important things that Americans can do. And yet they want to rush to judgment less than a week with no real testimony, no real debate, no real proof, no real evidence. We hate him. We want to get rid of him. Let's vote for impeachment. Okay. All right, Nancy. Yeah, okay. Just tell us what to do and when to vote. Okay. And then it has to go to the Senate. And there's a trial in the Senate. This is still America. If you were charged with a serious crime, you have a right to present evidence. You have a right to a trial. How's that going to happen in 1 week? Can't. It's impossible. But the radicals on the left don't care. They don't care about fairness. They don't care about justice. They don't care about the Constitution. Can I say it again? The liberal left is not motivated by truth and facts. They are motivated by emotion, feelings, and hysteria. And right now, they are absolutely obsessed with their feelings, and they are hysterical. And they want to impeach the president of the United States again based purely on hysteria. But the president, in his speech on Wednesday, said, we're going to fight. Have you ever heard of a politician in a speech not using the term fight? They always do that. We're going to fight for this, and we're going to fight for equal rights, and we're going to fight for higher wages, and we're going to fight for... It's common in political speeches. In fact, it would be unbelievably uncommon for any politician to give any lengthy speech at all without using fight and the concept to fight. That's what the president said. We're going to fight. I do not believe that any objective person could see grounds for impeachment. But again, we have extremists. So it's going to be fascinating to watch. And then, of course, there are some constitutional issues we have never faced. Can a president be impeached after he leaves office? Never happened before in American history. Once in the 1800s, a secretary of the army, the secretary of one of the departments, they were threatening to impeach him, and he thought, oh, I'll just quit, I'll resign, and he resigned, and he thought, that'll be it. No, they, after he resigned and left office, they impeached him. I don't remember the details of that. Again, that was in the 1800s. But no president. And the Constitution is not clear on this. We are in uncharted territory. But the leftists don't care. Like I said, they are... How many times have I said in the last 4 years? Literally hundreds of times. If you're a regular listener, I've said this over and over and over, literally hundreds of times. The liberal left hates Donald Trump more than they love truth. They hate Donald Trump more than they love America. They do. They hate Donald Trump more than they love truth, more than they love America, more than they love the people that they represent. We're going to get even. We're going to have revenge. These are angry, vitriolic, out of control, obsessed by anger individuals. And they're going to be in control of our country for the next 4 years. And we're going to have to put up with it. And we will, by the way. And we will pray, and we will honor God, and we will be Christ-like, I hope. And we will double, triple, quadruple our efforts to win people to Christ. That is 1,000 times more important than the next election. And by the way, the people that are doing this kind of stuff, there's a whole lot about Twitter and Facebook. Today, the shares of Twitter stock. This is a publicly traded company. They answer to their stockholders. In one 24-hour period, they lost 10% of their stock value. That's huge. And for Twitter, I don't know, I could look it up. That's hundreds of millions, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars they lost because they've banned Donald Trump. There will be consequences. What they do wrong? Yep. I think they should be prosecuted. But we'll see. You know, all of these things are up in the air. What's going to happen with Facebook? What's going to happen with Twitter? Parler is the new social media outlet, but then Amazon refused to host them, and they were going to go dark and go off social media, but then Epic came around, and it looks like Parler is going to have a domain host. This stuff is changing constantly, and that's why the only constant thing is our relationship to God. That's why that should be the most important thing in our lives.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I have about one more rant in me today, and I got to get it out. Okay, I have about one more rant in me, and let me get it out. All right, before you turn the dial, Bob, Bernie's off. No, okay, and here it is. I want every one of us. I started to say you, but I've got to include me in there as well. I want every one of us to look back over the last year at our priorities. Many people are looking back on the last year and they're saying, we didn't fight hard enough for Donald Trump. If we had just fought a little harder, if we would have just knocked on a few more doors, if we would have just put a few more yard signs out, if we had just made a few more phone calls, if we would have just donated some more money to the Trump campaign, if we could only go back, we would do more. If that is consuming your thoughts, may I make a suggestion to you? Look back on the last year and say, I wonder where we would be differently in America if I had spent more time in prayer. If I had spent more time reading God's word. If I was more consumed with winning people to Jesus than getting a candidate elected. Look back on the last year and wonder where we would be if I had really gotten more involved in my local church. Oh, the whole COVID thing, you know, but hey, there are still many, many ways that you could have been and still can be involved in your local church. Here is what I'm absolutely convinced of. And if you listen to this program at all, this is not news, all right? Because I say it constantly. The future of the church is more important than the future of Congress. What is coming from the pulpits of America is far more important than what's coming from the halls of Congress or the Supreme Court or the White House. The ultimate issues that we are facing in America are not political. And if you're a born-again believer, you know that. But maybe you've forgotten it. Maybe you have fought and fought and fought and fought because you were convinced that the future of America was dependent upon the next election. you were deceived. I say that kindly, graciously, but truthfully. If you were convinced that the future of America was all wrapped up in the next election, you were deceived, my brother, my sister. But Bob, don't you think it's important? Of course I think it's important. Again, if you listen to this program at all, you know how important I think political things are, that we should be involved, we need to vote, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I am a biblicist. I believe every single word of God's word. And I'm first and foremost a Christian. And because of that, as I read through my Bible again, I realize that the ultimate issues are spiritual. We're fighting a spiritual battle, folks. I really believe those that are in charge of the left are evil. How can you support abortion, the destruction of the family, and not be evil? It's evil. I think at times Donald Trump has acted immorally in the past. I don't know of any time he's been immoral since he's been president. I think he has acted irrationally on several occasions. But I don't think he's done anything evil. I really don't. The liberal left, evil. But see, that's spiritual. That's not political. And that's why, as we face an uncertain future, it is uncertain, but it is not uncertain for the God that we serve. He already knows what's going to happen next week, next month, next year. He knows what's going to happen 100 years from now, and he's not worried. He has a plan. He has a calendar. Nothing and no one is going to thwart his plan and destroy his calendar, folks. Nobody, nobody is that powerful. Nobody is that strong. And so, I pray that the Christian born-again Donald Trump supporters will put even more effort into winning people to Jesus, building their church, and building the kingdom of God. If that happens, if the born-again believers in America who are Trump supporters, and there are thousands, millions of them, if they will put that same effort, time, devotion into building the kingdom of God, building their local church, winning people to Christ, things will be different in 4 years in spite of who is in the White House. That is truth.